Is it any wonder that we can feel our faith rising up? Is it any wonder you can feel the peace of God upon you? And so here's one way that faith comes, dwelling in the anointed presence of God. Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And he'll say of the Lord, you're my refuge and my fortress, my God, in you will I trust." And then when he said that, God does the rest. "Surely he shall deliver you from the noisome pestilence." And he goes on, verse after verse, of all the things he shall do for you. "No evil shall befall you. No plague come near your dwelling place." Praise God. And we are dwelling right now in that secret place of the Most High God, in the anointing of God. And our faith is rising up. And tonight, that's what we want to talk about. We're currently in a series on faith. And tonight, we want to talk about how faith comes. And we just saw how it came. It's one way it came, through the anointed presence of the Almighty God. In part one, which was 2 weeks ago, we talked about what faith is. And we looked at some definitions of faith. And one definition you should know and should memorize. Because Hebrews 11:1 in the King James says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen." In fact, why don't we all do it together? "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen." So we see from that scripture, which is the definition of faith, that faith is a substance. A substance is something you can sense, touch, or feel. And it's the evidence, the Amplified Bible says, the title deed. The title deed of what you're hoping for. So if you're here tonight and you're hoping for something from God, maybe a healing, maybe a financial breakthrough, the Bible tells you that your faith is a title deed. Just as you have the title deed to your home or to your car that says it belongs to me, the Bible says your faith is a title deed to what you're hoping for. In Hebrews 6:12 in the Amplified Bible, it goes on to define faith as the following. Faith is the leaning of the entire human personality on God, in total confidence and trust. In other words, you see God's word and you believe it. We're here tonight because we believe in God. Nothing is ever going to change our mind that we believe in God. And for most of us, maybe all here, we also believe the Bible is the word of God. Well, if you believe in God and you believe in the word of God, then you believe you're going to heaven because the Bible says so. Well, the same Bible that says you're going to heaven is the same Bible that says you've been healed by the stripes of Jesus, and the same Bible that says God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The same Bible. So you believe it. So just as you believe that you're going to heaven, that you have been saved, that you have a reservation and a home in heaven, that you believe it now, so believe now that you've been healed and believe now that your needs are met. And to do that, you must have faith in God's word. Faith, simply put, is believing God's word and trusting it. God's word says it. God says it. God's word says it. I believe it. That settles it. It settles it. It makes no difference what the devil says. It makes no difference what doctors say. It makes no difference what your checkbook says. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. And in a nutshell, that's faith. Faith is, you believe it's done because the Bible says so. Now, in day two, which was last week, we talked about what faith is, part two. We said in Ephesians 2:8 that you're saved by grace through faith. You're saved by grace through faith. Grace is God's part. Faith is your part. Romans 10:9 and 10 says you're saved by confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart. So if you're saved by confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart, and if you're saved by faith, then here's another definition of faith. Faith is confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart. It's very simple. A equals B, B equals C. A must equal C. If you're saved by grace through faith, and you're saved through confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart, then faith must, one definition, one way of using it, is faith must be confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart. And we see that what we believe in our heart comes to pass if you speak it. Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, mountain of cancer, be gone. Mountain of infirmity, be gone. Mountain of death, be gone. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be gone, and shall not doubt in his heart, see, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you say. Mark 11:23. Faith moves mountains. We all know that. Faith moves mountains when you speak it. But you got to speak to the mountain. The mountain won't move unless you speak to it. Because God's part is to move the mountain, your part is to speak to it. That God's part was to part the Red Sea. God was the God of the impossible. He parted the Red Sea. But Moses' part was to stretch his hand across it. If Moses hadn't stretched his hand across the Red Sea, God couldn't have parted. Moses can stretch his hand across the Red Sea, just like you can speak. If you do what you can do, God will do what you can't do. God is the God of the impossible in your life. You are the one who does the possible. If you can do it, God won't do it for you. So, faith is you doing what you can do so that God can do what you can't do. Faith is you doing the possible so God can do the impossible. So tonight we want to look at how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing the word of God and acting on it. I want you all to turn in your Bibles to Romans 10:17. We're going to spend all night on this one scripture. Romans 10:17. We'll start in verse 15. Well, let's start in verse 14. Well, let's start in verse 13. Wow, this is really good. Maybe we should read the whole Bible. Verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from whatever name you call upon the Lord. If you call him your Savior, then you're saved through salvation from your sin and from going to hell. If you call upon him as Jehovah Rapha, the God who healed you, then you're saved from sickness and disease. If you call upon him as Jehovah Jireh, the God who's your provider, then you're saved from poverty. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? You can't call upon God as Jehovah Rapha, your healer, if you did not know that he's your healer. If you did not know that Jesus paid for your sickness and diseases, you can't call upon him. So you have to know. Well, how can you know if you haven't heard? And how can you hear if there's no preacher? Which is why you and I have been given the gospel of reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation, to preach the gospel to people, telling them that God loves them, God is not mad at them, and Jesus has paid the price for whatever they need. The Bible says, freely have you received, freely give. You have received the right to call upon God by whatever name you need to receive the blessings inherent in that name. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good news. It was a wonderful day when I learned that I had been going to hell. I was going to spend eternity in hell, but no more. And now I can spend eternity in heaven with God. Well, that day, all fear of dying left me. I have absolutely zero fear of dying. I did everything God told me to do in here, in my heart. I did everything God told me to do. And I did it for a couple of years. And then I went back and said, God, I've done everything you told me to do. I'm ready to come to heaven now. And he laughed and said, son, I got more work for you. And he gave me more work. And I worked for another 20-something years. And this time I got smart. I did everything. And I said, okay, Lord. This time I didn't tell him. This time I started telling my friends, I'm going to heaven. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay? I started telling him, I'm leaving earth and going to heaven. And I go to this one man to tell him. And he looked at me, man of great faith, the only man I know who not only died and came back from the dead himself, but he raised somebody from the dead. And I drove all the way up north of Santa Barbara to Lompoc to tell him that I'm going to heaven. And I tell him, and he looks at me, he didn't say a word. And he gets up and says, good night, and went to bed. I said, wow, that's kind of weird. I know he doesn't talk much, but I mean, you know. So next morning we get up, I go out, he's having coffee. He says, I got something to tell you. I'm thinking it's about time. He says, I want to tell you, you are very selfish. Selfish? What do you mean? He says, God has given you all this training. You've seen all these miracles. You're operating all these gifts. God has given you the gospel of reconciliation, and you're going to choose to go to heaven and leave everybody behind? So that's very selfish. So he was right. Spoke to God. God gave me more work to do, which is why I'm here. And what's the work to do? The work is to train those who are interested in being on fire for God to be here when Jesus returns. The teacher ought to live and not die. I'm looking forward to my 70th birthday. Because on my 70th birthday, I'm going to stand up and declare, it's been 40 years since I've been to a doctor. I'm just so excited, looking forward to be 70. But just as a man told me you're selfish, I want to remind all of you that all of you have God inside of you. And all of you have been called to be ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. When you get your healing, just don't get healing for yourself. Think, I'm going to get healing so I can tell people God healed me so they can get healed. Understand? That's how you shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. As you get your healing, as you learn, as you get your needs met, as you learn to tithe, you start telling people how God, what God has done for you. Because you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Like I got a praise report right before the service started. A lady said to me, they're laying off people all over and I just got a raise. See? Because she works for God. She doesn't work for the company. She works it unto the Lord. See? That's what we want to do. Is get the blessings of God in our life and tell people how they can get it. But they've not all obeyed the gospel. Well, that's a funny thing to say. Don't we all obey the gospel? Don't we all desire to obey the gospel? Yeah. Well, we all desire to, to obey the gospel. Verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the King James. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. With faith and patience, you get every promise of God. You were saved by faith. You move the mountain by faith. You get healed by faith. You get your needs met by faith. Whatever it is that you need from God comes through faith. Faith is the receiver that tunes into the channel of God's power coming to help you. If you get a television at home and you want to watch ABC and you tune it over to CNN, for some reason ABC won't come on that channel. Isn't that true? You want to watch ABC, you tune it to the channel, which is ABC, which here happens to be Channel 7. You can mutter, you can pray, you can affirm, you can do whatever you want. You can get mad at God, but ABC will not come on the CNN channel. That's another way of saying, if you plant corn, peas won't come up. You got to plant what you want. You got to tune your receiver to what you want. If you want healing, you could be the nicest person in the world. You could be the most generous person in the world. You could be the best person in the world. You could be the most gentle person in the world. But if you don't tune into God as your healer, if you don't believe that God is your healer, if you don't speak healing scriptures, you're going to have a difficult time getting healed from God. In fact, if you do certain things, you probably can't get healed from God unless it comes through a doctor. So you must tune the right channel, and faith is what tunes the channel. So faith tunes the channel. So faith is important. Faith gets you your healing. Faith gets your needs met. Faith gets you your protection. Faith gets you everything you want. Faith with patience, you get everything. So then, how does faith come? We saw one example. When there's an anointed presence of God, faith comes. So the scripture says faith comes by hearing. Were we not hearing anointed worship, praising God, worshiping God? And as we heard it, as we partake, as we sung it, and we heard ourselves singing praises to God, and about the wonders of God and how great God is, and that He's the lifter of your head, didn't faith rise up in your soul? Faith comes by hearing. I want to study the scripture from different directions. Number one, faith comes from the Word of God. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. We just read that. How can they believe if they haven't heard? Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. So this scripture simply means faith comes from hearing the Word of God. Now, Romans 12:3, the Word of God, tells us that God gives us the measure of faith. God gives us faith, but we have to receive that faith and act on it. Every blessing of God comes to us because God gave it to us. Jesus Christ died that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. But every blessing of God, including salvation, you have to partner with God to get it. So you partner with God to receive faith. Move in the faith. How do you do that? By hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Now that word hearing in faith comes by hearing the word of God is not just your ears. It really means perceiving or sensing. Faith comes by perceiving or senses or rather inputting into the computer that's your brain, the Word of God. Which means it can go in through your eyes, it can go in through your ears, it can go in through the anointing that's touching your body, and you feel the peace in your body. But your five senses grasp the Word of God and plugs it into the computer that's your brain. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Now, why is it important? A, because faith comes by hearing it, but also that you cannot have faith for a promise of God if you don't know the promise. If you did not know that the Bible says all your sins have been paid for, how could you possibly believe a person as terrible as I used to be had all my sins paid for? I can only believe that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus and my sins have been washed away. I can only believe that because the Bible tells me. The promises of God in the Bible make a boundary into which you can apply your faith. Just like there's a fence around my property, that's the boundary. Anything inside the fence belongs to me. Anything inside the boundary of your knowledge of God's Word, you can apply your faith to it. So God's Word defines the boundary of the knowledge of God's promises. So if you don't study the Word of God, if you don't know what the Bible says, A, your faith won't come. B, you won't know what the promise is. And C, you won't know how to receive them. Because Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the first lack of knowledge is not knowing what God's promises are. That's the first lack. We don't know what the promises are. There was a very wealthy family in Chicago named the Cunningham family. Multi-millionaires, very famous. And there was a death in the family, and so they wanted to find this man who was the ear. And so they ran ads in the newspapers for weeks and weeks, saying, if anybody knows where this man is, please contact us. And nobody contacted them. A few weeks later, after they quit running the ad, they found the man frozen to death in an alley on Skid Row. Imagine that. He was the heir to the Cunningham fortune, and he froze to death in an alley because he didn't know. The Bible has amazing promises of what belongs to you, including healing. But if you don't study the Bible, you won't know what the promises are. That's the first lack of knowledge, is not knowing what the promises are. The second lack of knowledge is not knowing how to get them. You must know what the promise is, and two is how to get it. In summary, easily, I'm saying, study the Bible to know the promise. Go after the promise with your faith. And your faith is believing the promise and speaking it. So study the Bible to find the promise that's relevant to you and your needs. And then believe it in your heart and speak it with your mouth. For if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Many, many years ago, I met a lady named Ruth. And Ruth said to me that her sister had just been released from the hospital. She had gone in for surgery that cut her open. And sewed her back up. Didn't do anything. The doctor told her, lady, go home, do your will, make your peace with God. You've got three months to live. Nothing we can do. 3 months to live. So Ruth told me about this, and I said, well, Ruth, God just healed you 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, under my ministry. She had been sick for 5 years, and God healed her. So I said, just go tell her that she can be healed, and do for her what I did for you. She said, I can't do that. What do you mean you can't do that? She says, I can't give her false hope. She's resigned, she's shocked, but she's resigned to dying, and I can't give her false hope. So I happened to have a book with me called Real Faith, which God had told me to take with me when I left, and I gave it to her to read. Real Faith. What is Real Faith? By Kenneth Hagin. R-E-A-L, Real Faith. If you haven't read it, you should read it. She went away, she read the book, she came back and said, I understand, now I can do it. So she went, she laid hands on her sister, she told her to affirm, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And in the same period of time, which I believe is 3 months, it was either 2 weeks or 3 months. So, there's so many of these that sometimes I, forgive me, okay, this is a long time ago, this is like 20, almost 30 years ago. In the same period of time that the doctor said she'd die, which I think is 3 months, the same doctor said, this is a miracle, I don't understand it, but the cancer is gone. But the point of fact is her faith came when she read the scriptures in the book about the Bible. Real faith. When you read the Bible and you agree with it, it goes into your mind. It renews your mind. And that's called mental assent. But faith is when you believe it in your heart and you act on it or speak it. Until you act on it and or speak it, it's just mental assent. Your mind is agreeing. And let me tell you, when I was in college, I had a professor in psychology, and he would use Paul's writing to show that Paul was schizophrenic, although they don't use that term anymore. Okay? So his mind had been renewed to what he was saying, but there was no revelation knowledge in his heart and no faith. To him, it was like a history book. You know when Paul says, you know, that which I would do, I can't do. And that which I won't do, that's what I'm doing. He said, see, this is exact description of what a manic depressive does. So mental assent is not faith. Mental assent is in your mind. Faith comes out of your heart. The spiritual power of faith comes out of your heart. Faith is a spiritual force. And that spiritual force comes out of your heart when you speak it and when you do it. Second one, same verse, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This time I want to stress the following. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. I hear it. That's what teachers do. They say it over and over. And as it over and over, people learn it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. The more you hear the word of God, the more it will tend to take root in your heart, and the more it will come to you. So faith comes by hearing and hearing. The apostles said to Jesus, teach us how to have the faith you have. And he said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, if you have faith as a mustard seed, which is the smallest of seeds, you can move a mountain. What is he saying? Well, he's saying several things, but certainly one of them is this. If you take the small seed and plant it in the ground and keep watering it, it will grow up into a huge tree. You take the faith you have and keep watering it with the word of God, wash it with the water of the word of God, by repeating over and over, like a tape you listen to, or the scripture, and as you hear it over and over, faith comes by hearing and hearing. So faith comes by hearing the word of God, but faith also comes by hearing and hearing. Everybody see that? Mark 4:14 talks about the sower sowing the word of God. So the word of God is like a seed. You need to plant it in your heart and water it with more of the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. There's a woman I was ministering to, and she was challenged with diabetes and was on insulin. So I gave her tips and healing to listen to. And she listened to them, and faith grew, and she got better and stronger. And one day she's driving not too far from her doctor's office, whichever the two, and she really felt sick, just about passing out. So she went there, and they ran tests and checked her, and they said, lady, you're taking insulin? Yeah, my doctor says to take insulin. No more insulin. She was so healed, she went into almost insulin shock from the insulin she was taking. Her faith grew by hearing the recordings over and over. Kenneth Copeland, world-renowned evangelist. When he first got saved, he got a stack of Kenneth Hagin's tapes. And he listened to them for, I think, like 2 weeks or a month. Over and over and over and over. And he had an opportunity to speak, first time ever speaking, at a full Gospel Businessmen Association meeting in a hotel. And he went in there having been feeding on these tapes over and over, like 8, 12 hours a day for like 2 weeks or a month. And he walks in there and starts to preach, and it just came flooding out of him. With a torrent of the Word of God came out of him. He preached up and down the room. Then he got everybody saying prayers. Then he marched into the kitchen, and he's preaching in the kitchen, leading people to the Lord. He marched out into the hotel, and he's preaching. All around the circle, he's preaching. He couldn't stop preaching. It was just flowing out of him. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. Third one. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. We talked about that. But hearing comes by the word of God. What does that mean? It means that college professor I mentioned, he read the Bible, but there was no faith. There was no hearing. To him, it was just words. But when revelation knowledge comes, then you understand what it's saying. You and I, we've read the Bible. Maybe read the same verse over and over. And suddenly one day just comes to life to you. That hearing comes through the ability to hear comes through the Word of God. Not only does faith come by hearing the Word of God, not only does faith come by hearing and hearing, but the Word of God gives you that revelation knowledge so you can really hear. Remember, Jesus said, some have ears and don't hear. Some have eyes and don't see. You can only have ears to hear when the Word of God gives you that revelation knowledge. When the Word of God becomes life to you. When it becomes rhema to you. Kenneth Hagin was a pastor and his ministry was going nowhere. And so what he did was he locked himself away in the church. I mean, the church was just failing. Everything was flopping. Locked himself in the church for 5 days, fasting. And for 5 days, he prayed one prayer. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. He prayed it over and over and over, all day for himself. All day long, for 5 days. It's a prayer for revelation knowledge. And the power of that prayer just swamped him with revelation knowledge till he became, arguably, one of the greatest modern teachers of the Bible. For 5 days, he fasted and prayed the same prayer for revelation knowledge over and over. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Which means, so far we've seen, faith comes from hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by repetition, hearing and hearing. And faith and the ability to hear the revelation knowledge comes through the Word of God. Here's another one. Faith comes and hearing through the Word of God. What do I mean hearing through? It means as faith comes, you start to live your life looking at everything through the filter of God's Word. The Bible says in James 1, near the end, that you look at yourself in the mirror of God's Word. And when you see yourself in the mirror, you know, all you ladies get up every morning. Sometimes the men do that too. They look in the mirror and they comb their hairs. So the time to comb your hair is when you're looking in the mirror. Not too many ladies look in the mirror and says, okay, I got it, and then walk over here and comb the hair over here. Anybody did that lately? You did that? Well, you're a busy lady, so you're full of surprises. Okay? Okay? But most people look in the mirror and comb their hair as they're looking in the mirror. Because that's when they see themselves most clearly. The Word of God is a mirror. You look in the mirror and you see yourself. You see your strengths, you see your challenges, and you see what you should be, and you see how God sees you in the mirror of God's Word. And that's what we need to apply to life around us. Everything that happens around us, everything people say to us, we need to see that and look at it through the filter of God's Word. So when the doctor says, we went to the hospital, and the doctor told us, my wife and I says, see this lady here who had a stroke? Here, right here, he's showing us the pictures, right here of the brain is where the damage occurred. And that's irreversible. And my wife and I laughed and we said, with science and medicine it is, but not with God. And she went home within 24 hours, she was healed and went home. Okay? Within 24 hours. Many decades ago, I learned not to pay attention to what sick people, to what doctors are saying. I have no interest in what the doctors are saying. My interest is what the patient is saying. What the doctor says falls into the area of science and medicine. We're in this world, but we're not off this world. You can choose to live in this world, and you can choose to live by the laws of this world. It's your choice. But God is saying, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. Live by a higher level. Live by the spiritual principles of the Bible. And if you live by the spiritual principles of the Bible, you learn that everything is subject to change. You learn that that which you can't see, the Word of God, the powers of God, will change that which you can see. You learn to call things that be not as though they are until they come into being. You learn to call your lungs healed by the stripes of Jesus until the doctors agree with you. So we need to learn to see everything through the filter of God's Word. I remember when I was in the corporate world, this is one time at one particular company, and it's a very long story, but let us say that people are getting laid off all over. And in this particular company, I was next to be laid off for a number of reasons. And I knew it. And the guy in the computer department who had the list of this kind of stuff told me. He said, you're going to be laid off next. No, he wasn't telling me nicely. He was laughing. So I was trusting God. God said, stay. So I stayed. The day the boss called me into his office to lay me off, he called me in, and I know this is it. And he starts to tell me and wind up to lay me off. Getting ready with the fastball. And the phone rings. He's about to lay me off. The phone rings. He picks up the phone. It's from his boss. His boss says, would you come into my office? He leaves me in his office, goes into his boss's office, and his boss says to him, my boss just called me and says, don't lay Wong off. So that's the good news. The bad news is you're being laid off instead. The man is about to fire me, he got fired. And I got his job. So don't look at things through circumstances. Learn to look at it through the filter of God's word. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing through the word of God. Look at life through the filter of God's word. Number E. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes because of the word of God, who is Jesus. So faith comes by hearing. And the gift of hearing the word of God comes through Jesus. God sent his word and healed us. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Jesus says in Matthew 13:15, that he speaks in parables, lest those who are not ready should hear and understand. Lest they should hear with their ears. So he speaks in parables so they hear but not understand. So Jesus came so you and I can look at the word of God. So you and I can hear the word of God with understanding. Jesus came to bring us that understanding. So faith comes by hearing. And the wonderful gift that you can hear the word of God and it can take root in your heart came because Jesus loves you and died for you. Jesus brought you the ability to hear the word of God. And hearing, hear. Seeing, see. He died for it. Don't take it for granted. That's why I recommend, anytime you're going to read the Bible, confess your sins before you read the Bible and ask God to open your eyes as you read it. The Bible is a holy thing. The word of God is holy. Why would you want to go to a holy Bible with your unholy self? Which we all are, we are all unholy selves, except in Christ Jesus. But the righteousness of God is a gift that we have to partner to receive in our physical body, which is 1 John 1:9, you confess your sins. It belongs to you, but we need to confess our sins based on 1 John 1:9. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Faith comes and the ability to hear comes from the word of God. Faith comes and the filter to see life through the word of God comes from the word of God. And faith comes and the gift of hearing comes through the gift of Jesus Christ. Number F. Faith comes by hearing and the action of hearing comes from the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and the action of receiving it comes from God. What do I mean by that? Faith comes by hearing and hearing, the action of hearing, the action of receiving the hearing, the action of receiving that promise that you're hearing comes through the word of God. So faith comes by hearing, but the action of receiving also comes through the word of God. So it says, if you believe, all things are possible. The word of God says, if you believe, all things are possible. So all things are possible if you believe the word of God, which word of God says, if you believe, all things are possible. See what I'm saying? It all comes through the word of God. Which is why God says in Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night to observe to do all that is contained therein, that you might prosper and make your way successful. That's how powerful the word of God is. Finally, G, faith comes by hearing the word of God, and receiving comes through the word of God, which is very simply put, what do I mean? It says, if you hearken and observe to do all of God's commandment, if you listen to the word of God and do it, listening is hearing, doing is a receiving, they both come from the word of God. If you hear and do, Deuteronomy 28 says, if you hearken and do, the blessings will chase you down and overtake you. Understand this. God is saying you don't have to chase the blessings. You don't have to chase the blessings of finances. You don't have to chase the blessings of healing. You need to chase God. As you chase God, the blessings will chase you down. So when you're doing affirmations, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. You are speaking God's word. You are imitating God. You're saying about yourself what the Father says about you. So you're chasing him in that you're trying to be more like your Father. As you're trying to be more like your Heavenly Father, the blessings chase you down and catch you. The healing chases you down and catch you. So don't view that you're going after the healing. Don't view that you're going after the finances. View yourself as a God chaser. Your job is to chase God, and the blessings' job is to chase you. Here's another way, Exodus 23:25. We chase God because we want to be obedient to God. In being obedient to God, we're chasing him. Well, God says, if you bring his promises back to him, he sees that they're done. And one of his promises in Exodus 23:25 is that he'll bless your bread and water and take sickness in the midst of you. Here's a wonderful promise of healing. So every time I bless my food, and I say, Lord, I thank you that you're promised to bless my bread and water and take all sickness from the midst of me. So every time I eat, I do that. So if I eat 5 times a day, that's 5 times a day, I'm bringing God's promise back to him. I skipped some examples here, okay? So I'll give you some examples. Let's go back to D. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and seeing life through the filter of God's word. Faith comes by hearing and seeing life through the filter of God's word. My friend, when he got the gift of tongues, he was a pastor, and he was living in a parsonage, he was a pastor of the church. When he got the gift of tongues, the church fired him. Okay? So he lost his job as a pastor. He lost where he was living, next to the church. He also lost his 2 cars, because his partner in the secular world said, this man is praying in tongues, he must not be, that's of the devil, so he must not be a man of God, so I have a right to go take the cars, because I'm part owner of the business, which business Timothy had founded and brought him in to run the business for him because he was becoming a pastor. So, here's Timothy with a new baby. The day he came home from the hospital with his new baby was the day he got fired for praying in tongues. So, he called a lawyer and said, this man took my car and stole my customers and my business. Explain everything. And the lawyer says, this is the easiest case I've ever had. He said, we can't lose this. All we have to do is sue him, and you get all the money back and everything back. It was amounted to about $75,000. Timothy didn't have a penny, and the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, don't do it. So he wavered back and forth. The Bible says you don't sue a brother. You don't sue a brother. So he wavered back and forth, and finally he said, okay, I'm going to view the situation through the Word of God, which says that a Christian shouldn't sue a Christian. So he says, I'm not going to sue him. So he let the guy keep the cars. He let the guy keep the business. He basically wrote off $75,000 when he had no money. That's seeing life through the filter of God's word. That's faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the filter of God's word. And out of that, God blessed him out of that with one of the most amazing ministries of healing and deliverance in the world, which went worldwide into every country, every major country in the world, except for China. And God said, that's the reason why you got it. Because he didn't sue the man for $75,000. So that's seeing through the filter of God's word. I'll give you one more example, and I think we'll close. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing in the receiving sense comes from the word of God. My wife and I were called, a lady who used to work with my wife, I don't know how many years ago now, maybe 15 years ago, 10 years ago. And she called up and she said, my granddaughter is in the hospital, the doctor says she's going to die anytime. Any moment, any minute now. Could you come over and pray? So I prayed, and it turned out for once, the hospital was right on the street from where I was. I was at work at a corporate office. At that time, I settled a corporate job. It was just a 5-minute drive. And God says, I don't want you to go. He says, instead, I want you to tell her to get a bottle of oil, get a Bible, read James 5, verses 14 to 15, over the little girl, and then anoint her with oil. And so I spoke to her and said, this is what I want you to do. She says, but I don't know how to do that. I said, you simply read it, and as you read it, God will take over. So she did. She went, she read it, she anointed the girl off, and the little girl lived. Faith came through the word of God. As she read it and did what it says, faith came, little girl came back from death's bed, and we still have a picture of her inside, of the little girl, that she sent us, our next birthday, about a year later or so. Okay? Beautiful little girl. Faith comes through the word of God. But you've got to speak it. You've got to speak it. You've got to do it. So, in summarizing, faith is important for everything you do. Faith, in a nutshell, is believing God's word and acting on it. It's just believing it. It's trusting it. But it will come and increase in your life as you study God's word. As you do it by repetition, faith comes by hearing and hearing. As you let it be the filter of your life, as you move into more revelation knowledge because of it, as you get to know Jesus better, and as you act in it and receive through it, faith comes. So as you walk away from this, what do I want you to know? I want you to know that initially faith comes to us simply by hearing the gospel. Faith comes by hearing the gospel. But faith continues to come to us as we immerse ourselves in a lifestyle built around God's word. I see there are a lot of people who do the first step, they study the word of God, and they renew their mind. And some even go on to the second step, which is they hear faith tapes over and over and over. But they stop there. They don't immerse themselves in a lifestyle of believing, speaking, and doing. And until you do that, the revelation that knowledge doesn't come, and the power doesn't come. So it's not simply reading the word of God. You all know what Jesus said. If you hear the word and you don't do it, it is as if you're building your house on sand. And when the storms come, it will fall down. So faith will come and continue to come if you read it, if you believe it, if you speak it, if you do it. It comes and it keeps on coming. And you get to the point where you can see the same scripture over and over, year after year, and every time you read it, more knowledge comes out of it. So faith is a product of a lifestyle. We started out with faith coming to all of us tonight through the wonderful worship. And now we're going to close out with a very simple prayer, prayer of faith. I'm going to lead us all in a prayer of faith. So just repeat after me if you'd like to do this. First, before we do this, let's take a moment and just ask the Lord to forgive you any sins. I'll do the same. Give you about 30 seconds and I'll lead you in a prayer. Okay, let's just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I love you. I desire to love you more. I desire to be obedient to you. I desire to live more for you. And I determine I will take steps that faith will come to me. Faith will continue to come to me. And I'll continue to grow in the things of God. Father, I ask you to open my eyes and my ears to the word of God, that I might hear what you want me to hear, that I might see what you want me to see. I commit, Lord, to read your word, to study your word every day, and help me to increase that time of reading your word, of speaking your word. For as I read the word, believe the word, speak the word, and do the word, I'm doing my part. I'm doing the possible. And I'm leaving the impossible up to you. For you are the God of the impossible. And Lord, you will bring me out step by step out of the valley of the shadow of death. For you are my strength and my high tower. You are the lifter of my head. You are my personal bravery and my invincible army. And I choose to declare, God said it, I believe it. That settles it. So I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And no evil shall befall me, and no plague come near my dwelling place. In Jesus' name, amen.